The case of iron, then we saw that we controlled the percentage of carbon right at the end after we'd carried out that blast furnace operation. We then put it through a basic oxygen furnace. It's that final stage of metallurgy where we alloy it to get the properties of the material that we're interested in. So the sorts of properties it can change. We can change the luster, which is what we see with sterling silver, where we're alloying it with copper to change the luster. We can change the malleability. So classic old dental amalgam then is the mercury, silver, tin, copper amalgam. So this thing then starts off as a liquid and then rapidly sets to an extremely hard, stable material where in principle you don't lose the mercury with time. The ductility of iron is changed by alloying with nickel. So you can see these are these big cables that go around the ocean. 78% nickel, 22% iron. The hardness of steel is changed by alloying with tungsten. The melting point of solder is controlled here. You can see lead has got a melting point of 327 degrees, tin of 232 degrees. So now we form solder by alloying the lead with the tin so that we end up with something that's practically useful to work with. So the big deal with alloys then is you're able to control the properties of the material by getting the right ratio of the elements present in the mix.